Words are just gold. It Takes Two with Amy and JJ.
It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Did you miss me yesterday? I was gone. A lot of things have changed around here. There's new light bulbs.
New light bulbs. It's muggy.
There's a new temperature.
I told everybody on air that you were scouting locations for a new Outback Steakhouse.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Is it?
And I have found a couple of good spots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm missing that Bloomin' Onion. Can you blame me?
Oh, that's exactly the appetizer I chose to describe your journey yesterday. Amy, we've hit that point where we see each other enough that we are in
sync.
I
also loved their blackened chicken Caesar salad. That's such a weird thing to miss from a restaurant, but there was something about it.
They made a thing called Alice Springs Chicken, which was chicken breast, strips of bacon, and then cheese over the top with a special like Australian sauce. I mean, I say Australian sauce. I have no idea if you actually went to Australia, if they're like, yeah, the Outback's not really like that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I miss Outback Steakhouse. Don't bring that up. That's a source.
Everybody does.
We're going to start the show talking about an interesting article that I found this week, and I just had to talk to someone about it. Gardasil, which you guys are probably familiar with if you have teenagers in your house, because this is the HPV vaccine. And for the past decade, we have been using this to prevent HPV in our younger children. It is recommended for females and males ages 9 through 45, I think. I think they upped that.
That is massive spread.
I don't know for sure, but I think most people get it before the age of 20. We should just ask the doctor on the phone with us, because that's why we called her. She knows more about this than we do. Dr. Summer Nierkic is with us now. She's a radiation oncologist with Sanford. Gardasil is being used in a different way other than just a vaccine for the human papillomavirus or HPV. It has been approved for use in head and neck cancer. So we wanted to talk to her about that. Dr. Nierkic, welcome to KFGO Radio.
Thank you for having me. I am excited to be part of the program, Amy and JJ, and so thank you for reaching out for the invitation. This is an exciting point in cancer therapy. I think, you know, the word cancer is very scary for people, and anything we can do to minimize the risk of people getting cancer in the course of their lifetime is really exciting to myself and my colleagues working at the Cancer Center here.
So let's talk about head and neck cancer in general. There are a lot of other cancers that sort of suck the oxygen out of the room, and this isn't one that we talk a lot about. How does this manifest? How do people prevent it or find it sooner rather than later?
So head and neck is a tricky cancer because there is no proven way to screen. I think if you've gone to the dentist within the past few years, they'll do like an oral examination looking to see if there's an early phase oral or oropharyngeal cancer. But the reality is there's not something like a mammogram that's been validated for screening of most head and neck cancers. And so, you know, when we find them at more advanced stages. And so if we can do something to minimize the impact of head and neck cancer, that's a big turning point from an oncology standpoint. And for head and neck cancer, the only options in the past have been this awareness, so knowing if you develop symptoms. And now we get to talk about this vaccination as a means to mitigate your risk of head and neck cancer.
So you're saying that Gardasil not only is going to be used as a vaccine for HPV, but it actually is kind of a two-part thing. It's also a vaccine then for head and neck cancer, or is it used in the treatment?
So HPV is a virus that can cause mucosal and cutaneous warts. So what that means is that you know, it's a very common virus that really about 80% of people in their lifetime will have. The types that cause cancer, so the strains of HPV that cause cancer, we talk about it in terms of a sexually transmitted virus. And so the goal of the vaccine is, so even though the majority of people in their lifetime will encounter HPV and the majority of people will clear it, there's a small portion of people who do get an HPV-related cancer. So the goal of vaccinating would be to minimize the risk of you yourself getting HPV that transforms into a cancer.
So how have you been using this at Sanford already? Because I understand, I mean, if they just approved it for use, it means that they've been doing it for a while and have found success.
So I think that's it's a good question. I mean, we've known that HPV can cause head and neck cancer for about a decade. And it's been kind of slow to be recognized in the vaccine community as a known reason to use the vaccine. We talk about it mostly for cervical or other types of anogenital cancers. But the most recent data shows that HPV actually causes most of the cancers it causes are within head and neck cancer. And so knowing that and delivering that, I don't know, because it's just approved, I don't know that Sanford has employed that. But as the healthcare provider in cancer, I will encourage my family and friends to really consider it, because I treat head and neck cancer, and it is a tough cancer to get treatment for. So if we can minimize people's risks of getting that cancer and going through that big treatment, that is a win for all.
So does that mean those people who, are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, who didn't have who didn't have Gardasil because it wasn't approved when they were between the ages of 9 and 18 or whenever you get it now, should they be requesting this of their doctor?
So I think it is a worthwhile discussion if you fall within the age range that the FDA has now approved, which is 9 through 45 years of age. Both men and women have a discussion with your provider about whether or not it's appropriate for you. But like I said, from my standpoint, as a head and neck oncologist, knowing the difficulty in the treatment, if we can minimize that, I think it's worthwhile. And knowing that the majority of people who are sexually active do have HPV, this will help people in the long run and prevent them getting an advanced head and neck cancer. There's really no data to confirm that, and they'll be working on that, but it is a natural extension from why we've used it to prevent cervical cancer and other cancers in the anogenital area.
Someone just texted in at 35270, sponsored by 702 Communications. Is thyroid cancer considered neck cancer?
That's such a good question. We would lump it into head and neck cancer, but it's not a part of this group of cancers we're talking about today, which is primarily oropharyngeal. And basically, that's just a fancy term that describes structures in the posterior part of your mouth. So like your tonsil, where your uvula comes from, your soft palate, and the very, very back of your tongue. It's that ring of tissue in the very, very back of your mouth that's the oropharynx. So the thyroid, although we think of it as a head and neck cancer, is not grouped in this oropharyngeal category and so would not be impacted by getting this vaccine.
Someone just texted in, and I don't want to ignore it. My dad just died in February from throat and neck cancer, and I'll tell you from experience, it's a very ugly, ugly cancer, very painful.
I'm so sorry to hear about their loss. It is an awful cancer to treat. All cancers are hard, and I want to make sure I address that. No cancer journey is easy. Knowing that I do a lot of head and neck cancer, the specific treatment we provide causes a lot of, it can really impact your quality of life because you use your mouth every day. You eat, you drink, you talk to people, you have to swallow your own saliva, and so when you're undergoing big therapy, it diminishes your quality of life. So I know their journey, and I'm very sorry for their loss. And I think that really brings home the point about anything we can do to minimize people's risk of coming across this type of cancer is worthwhile.
Absolutely. I'm glad we were able to call you and talk to you about this today. Dr. Summer Neerkitch is with Sanford, is a radiation oncologist and has joined us here on KFGO. Dr. Neerkitch, thanks again for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you both for having me. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon. And if any questions come up about this down the line or you get more texts, I'm happy to address them offline.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. This is It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Taking a look at Wall Street this hour, the S&P is up 1, the Dow is down 44, and the NASDAQ is up 52. Stocks have erased some earlier gains, and now a mixed board there on Wall Street. Sarah Heinrich, how are egg markets looking?
You know, just haven't had a lot of movement.